Do you have any, when you were children, did you call cottage cheese any other names? We just never, we never ate it.
My
no,
mother,
we didn't either.
Did you ever hear the term smear case around here?
Yeah.
No.
You did? Smear case, I have.
I haven't.
Of course, maybe you were around more of the, in your younger days, were more around, well, you weren't more around Dutch people, I guess,
no,
but I never heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Smear case.
Yes. That's more of a German term, but I wondered if they might have had something equivalent in Dutch. My father said when they grew up in northern Ohio,
mm-hmm.
where there were a lot of Germans, and my
mm-hmm.
ancestors are German, they
mm-hmm.
he said they used that term in
smear case.
Yeah, I went over to where they go with Smitty. Or with Woody.
Over Ohio. That's where you went to Marion,
Marion, Ohio. We went east from here to Fort Wayne to Upper Sandusky and went south. And I'd been across Marion, Indiana down that way to into the eastern part of Ohio. And to me, the eastern part of Indiana and the western part of Ohio is all German. Communities.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell it. If you've been in one community, you can tell it in every other one you go in. Just by the buildings and the way things are kept and done, and
mm-hmm.
harvesting and tending and crops and the whole bit.
Well,
German.
In the garden, he planted kale. I don't know whether you know what kale is. Well, now see, when the Dutch people talk about it, it's mouse. I don't know how they pronounce, I don't know how they spell it or anything else, but they call it mouse. And that was one thing when I was a kid, I would not eat. My mother cooked it with potatoes and barley and salt pork. No meat?
Probably a little pork.
A little salt pork or something in it. And I would not eat it, and that's one meal that she would make little things separate for me. Now he's got a garden full out there.
My mother always used to cook two together.
Yeah, potatoes and barley.
An old
and
Dutch
kale.
Dish,
yes. And it was called mouse.
When you were growing up as a child in Chicago, what did you call, if you had them, the sidewalks in between two houses that were close to
gangways.
Did you have a name for an open lot in the city that, say, didn't have buildings on it? Do you remember what
vacant
it was called?
Vacant lot, I guess.
You didn't have any other term for it?
I can't think that we did.
Did you ever hear it called a prairie?
Oh, yeah.
Heard the term used like
yes,
that?
Yes, but I think it has to be more than a vacant, just a vacant lot. A vacant lot was just a vacant lot between two buildings.
My folks' term prairie was from where we lived on Seeley Avenue South.
So
there
it
was
meant
only,
a lot of land.
A
lot
there was
of
only one
land.
House south of us, and then it was prairie.
Yeah.
That's what they always called it, was prairie.
We'd
well,
say,
it wasn't anything but a mess of weeds. And
we'd say there's a vacant lot.
They called, my folks always called that prairie.
Well, we used to have the firemen come and flood it. We'd skate in the wintertime.
But if you ever go past 6326 South Seeley Avenue, you'll find a house sitting on the back of the lot.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the alley. Everybody else's house sitting out in front of the lot. But my dad built his in back, so I had all the yard out in front.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the people just had a porch and some steps come down on the sidewalk and maybe 8 foot square of grass here and 8 foot here and everything else behind the house. He built his house back there. It's still sitting that way.
What do you call a little tiny porch on the front of a house? Maybe that, do you have a word for that?
Stoop.
Yeah. That's.
Yeah.
Would you say the same thing?
I suppose, if it wasn't a porch, I guess it was a stoop. But that was mostly just little tiny thing, steps.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ours was much more than a stoop when we built ours.
Yeah, we put it just had a porch, and we put the big porch across the front. I can't think of.
And there's two vacant lots on 63rd and Seeley on the southwest corner were vacant when I was about that big, and they're still vacant lots.
See, now you call it vacant lots, see?
Well, they were vacant lots, but I wouldn't call it prairie.
No.
Mm-hmm. Down below. The reason I can remember them real well, I had a tricycle, I suppose it was about 4 years old. I rode down to the alley and there were some kids in the lot throwing rocks against the store building. And about the time I got down to the alley, a policeman come around the corner of the building after those kids. Oh, I had to pedal that tricycle mine home fast. That's one reason I can still remember those lots of vacant. And I haven't been by it now for about 2 years, but they were still vacant 2 years ago. And that always struck me odd. Both the southwest and northeast corners were vacant lots when we moved away from there, but there hadn't been a service station.